Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
A solicitor leading a High Court action against former journalist Gemma O'Doherty over her use of a Cavan teenager's photograph is hoping the case will trigger a change to legislation. 18-year-old Diego Gilsonen is among 42 photos of young people used by Ms. O'Doherty's far-right newspaper, alongside claims their sudden deaths were somehow linked to the COVID vaccine. Diego's mother, Idel Campbell, says the use of her son's image has left her family traumatised. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more on this story. Remind us, what this is all about, Barry.
18-year-old Diego Gilsonen died by suicide in August 2021. However, on the 26th of November 2022, Idel Campbell became aware of Diego's image featuring on the front page of the Irish Light newspaper. A family friend had spotted it in a shop not far from Idel's home. Now, Gemma O'Doherty is the editor of the Free Sheet. It's also distributed online via Facebook and Telegram, and in it, Miss O'Doherty suggested the King's Court teenager's death and 41 others were, quote, just a small fraction of those young Irish who were struck by the plague of sudden death in 2021 and 22. She accused media of covering up the real reason behind the deaths, which she claimed was, quote, the untested and dangerous injection they forced into the Irish people in a blackmailing operation. Miss O'Doherty also used Diego's image on social media, and in December, Idel Campbell told me of her distress.
It's just turned my life completely upside down. I can't think of anything but it. To think that somebody could use my son and so many other children to push what she thinks is the reason they died. Diego didn't die from anything to do with COVID. It was by chance that a family member of mine came across it. And then a couple of days later to realise that it was actually for sale in a shop, like in a shop in a local town. It's devastating to think somebody could do this. Somebody could hate me and them other 41 parents to do this to them. It's just been horrific. She never contacted me. She never asked me. She doesn't know Diego's circumstances. I doubt she even knows his name.
What's particularly frightening here is that your other children are ages 10, 11 and 13.
If one of my children was to walk into a shop and see a newspaper sitting there with their brother, who they're completely traumatised over losing, on the front page, how would that make them feel? It's disgusting. It's horrible.
Some of those who saw it originally, they did raise questions, did they? They asked whether this was actually true.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What do people think when they see this? It's everywhere. Everywhere I look, it's there. I think about it all the time. To think how somebody could hate me and all them families so much to do that. She ripped the heart clean out of me again. It's disgusting. It really, really is unfair.
And that's Idel Campbell, Diego's mother, speaking with you in December, understandably traumatised and upset. Barry, what happened then?
Idel Campbell made several attempts to contact Miss O'Doherty to request the removal of Diego's image from all media, both before and after our conversation there, but to no avail. Political figures, upon hearing Idel Campbell, they also expressed their support, but again with little impact. Ultimately, Dundalk-based firm Mulholland Law took on Idel's case, and last week she initiated High Court proceedings against Gemma O'Doherty as publisher of the Irish Light newspaper. Miss Campbell alleges that Miss O'Doherty had sought to, quote, sensationalise the unfortunate death of her son with, quote, inflammatory rhetoric via unfounded conspiracies and the unauthorised and misappropriate use of Diego's image, and she's suing her for emotional distress. It's expected the case may seek to somewhat mirror successful legal actions in America brought against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones by bereaved families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre. And Kieran Mulholland, he's a principal partner at Mulholland Law.
The image was solely uploaded for the purposes of the funeral arrangements. The image thereafter, our client believes, was used without the express authority of the family, but also to add insult to injury, was misappropriately used for propaganda purposes. Essentially, Idel Campbell, seeking assistance, instructed the office, and we have been corresponding over the course of several months with Miss O'Doherty, and unfortunately all those correspondence have been ignored. It's fallen on deaf ears, whereby we have pleaded in the circumstances if a compassionate approach could be taken, the image removed, and if any further attempts could be refrained, essentially to cease and desist from the exploitation of Diego's image in these particular circumstances. In light of that request being ignored, but not only that, the continuing use of the image continues to be used without her authority, and used in what we believe is grotesque circumstances. On foot of that, High Court proceedings were issued late last week and served upon Miss O'Doherty in her capacity as the publisher.
Proceedings served last week, and it had been hoped that a what you call a compassionate approach may have been adopted by Miss O'Doherty before now, after getting in contact with her.
Proceedings were reluctantly issued. It certainly wasn't the intention of Miss Campbell to explore litigation. Miss Campbell is, in these circumstances, is motivated solely through the love of her son and the misappropriate use of the image. Using images and extracting images from websites is not an issue per se, but it's the manner in which the image is used and for what particular purposes and the impact of that purpose. And in the and in this case, we'd be saying the manner in which the photograph has been used and the content of the publications over a sustained period is no doubt forming a campaign of harassment, and that is what is the cornerstone of this litigation: the unnecessary undue harassment in which Miss Campbell is subjected to and continues to be subjected to till the present day.
Where do we go now?
Proceedings have been issued. Proceedings have been served, and this matter is now before the court. So it'll be telling how things play out over the course of the next few weeks. But given some of the content that's been widely published over the course of the weekend following service of the proceedings, I am not hopeful that a common sense approach may be adopted by the defendant in this case.
And on a wider point, High Court proceedings underway, partially down to the absence of specific legislation at the moment from the Houses of the Oireachtas to deal with so-called grotesque publications.
It's been widely known for some time now that Tihir and Oireachtas have an intention of bringing in appropriate legislation to deal with cases of this instance. And it's quite telling, given that some of the correspondence received by Miss Campbell from the Taoiseach and from other members of the government who sympathise with her. But unfortunately, the statute books do not reflect that. As things stand at the moment, we have Section 10 of the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act, which is, you know, you're talking 1997 legislation that wasn't drafted and wouldn't have known how society would have evolved and developed through the use of the internet and social media. However, it does make express reference to unlawful authority or reasonable excuse to harass a person, and that can be done physically or via telephone. And in these circumstances, we'll say that legislation needs to be fleshed out to reflect where we are as a society at the moment. But as I say, given the absence of specific legislation dealing with these type of matters, and we had no alternative but to rely on the Constitution and issue the proceedings accordingly. Because, look, we're of the opinion that the internet and social media platforms shouldn't be a safe haven to harbour individuals or publications with a sinister intent.
When do we expect this to be back before the courts? Do we know at this point?
At this point, we don't have a date at this point. However, given how things have developed over recent days, I would suspect it will be before the court over the coming weeks.
How is Adele Campbell? We obviously heard her on this programme before Christmas. Listeners will remember and recall her distress at that point. So how is she now?
Adele Campbell is an incredibly resilient woman, and she's demonstrated that through the manner in which she's conducted herself from the outset in her interviews, and how she has sought the assistance of the relevant authorities. And look, there's no doubt that this has had a horrendous impact upon her and continues to impact her. But we would be hopeful that this is the beginning of the end. Hopefully we can bring this to a close. It's most unfortunate that it had to come down to formal litigation and that a common sense approach was not a field upon. No, I'm hopeful, and I'm open certainly to this matter being dealt with in a swift manner whereby all parties can walk away. But that ultimately involves Adele Campbell having her modest request being complied with. And I don't think that anyone can begrudge a mother in these particular circumstances having her wishes, which is ultimately the removal of her son's image and some of the allegations and conspiracies that have been published. Removed and refrained from further publication.
Given the level of response to when I spoke to her last, I know lots of people got in touch at that point, and I'm sure our listeners and everyone would want to pass on their best to her as well at this stage.
Yeah, and that's very much welcomed, and look, I encourage that in this particular case. There is a darker side to that also, where there's also those in social media and throughout the internet who would be given very much the opposite encouragement. It goes to show that there is a very dark side in society out there who just cannot and fails to show any form of compassion or kindness and hides behind a keyboard. And I'm hopeful that this litigation may not only flag and raise the flaws on the statute books at the moment, and hopefully it can be rectified in due course, but also sends a very strong message out there that people cannot conduct themselves without consequences online.
And that is Ciarán Mulholland, who's principal partner at Mulholland Law. Barry, did you reach out to Gemma O'Doherty? Any comment from her this evening?
She declined to respond to a list of our questions. However, in response to the Sunday Independent, she said she had, quote, no intention whatsoever of removing any pictures which are widely available all over the internet. In a video posted on Friday, she claimed, quote, I am untouchable, I'm not going near any court. And in social media postings today, Gemma O'Doherty intimated she'd spent the morning delivering her newspaper in County Cavan, the home place of Adele Campbell and Diego Gilsonen.
What about the government then? What are they saying?
A spokesperson for the Department of Media said intrusions in our personal lives, whether offline or online, are damaging, and the use of anyone's personal information, particularly children, to spread disinformation about public health matters is wrong. The Commission for Media Regulation will finalise its work plan shortly.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed for that.